All right, it's been 6 weeks since we launched our aptly named the Doodlanders Health Quest.
Yeah.
We've spoken to some amazing people. Are you feeling healthier?
Am I feeling healthier? I think the sun's out. That's made a huge change.
Oh, wow.
That's made a huge change here in Melbourne.
I tell you, like, it for those of you that are either listening overseas or interstate, it's been consistently grey for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just read, actually, this is the first spring where we haven't hit 30 for one day.
Is that right?
I could be lying, but, you know, yeah. I read a headline somewhere.
Yeah.
Internet never lies, though.
And doesn't it have an absolutely detrimental effect on how you feel?
You don't realise until the sun comes out, I find. And the sun comes out and you go, oh, wow, it's actually quite warm and nice on the skin. And
jeez, I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like today.
Yeah.
Sun's out.
How do the British do it?
Why do they? That's why, you know, there's so many people on the big birds and on the long boats heading their way over to Australia, particularly in Queensland, to get the sun.
So it's a pretty long boat trip from the UK.
Yeah. You could still row it if you wanted to. So we've spoken to six amazing guests, James Stewart, Sabod Joshi, Chelsea Pottinger, Lyle Stone, Dan Scanlon. Have I missed anyone?
No, that's just five. Five, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
You've spoken to me, so maybe I'm number six.
You are number six. That? Have you? We learned a whole lot of stuff, and I loved their perspective on their various different areas of expertise. One, do you feel healthier? Well, actually, one, have you done anything different in the last 6 to 8 weeks since we've been speaking to these guys?
Quite a bit.
Have you?
And I've learned quite a bit from these five guests.
Yep.
We'll start off with the start, which is Dr. James Stewart and medicinal cannabis. And we both signed up for a initial consult and just to have a look at what James thought of the things that we're experiencing.
Yeah.
So in my consult, I said sleep has always been a problem for me and I'll go through peaks and troughs of sometimes I have a great night's sleep and then the next night it could be absolutely terrible.
Yeah. And what affects it?
Well, it could be outside things. So there could be, you know, if something really stressful is happening with the family or with work, then that will always have an effect on things. But then it could just be random. Your head just doesn't turn off at night and all of a sudden you're just sitting there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Or the worst one is probably when you wake up at 3 or 4 and it's very hard to get back to sleep.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that to James and, again, we should probably be saying I'm not a medical expert. We're just saying what happened to me.
Yeah.
So he prescribed a nighttime medicinal cannabis oil, not one you smoke. It just drops under the tongue. That's how it works and you leave it in there for a minute and then you swallow it. And that's got, for those who have an idea, or listen to the episode, of course, but it's a mixture of THC and CBD. And then he also prescribed a daytime one, and that was for some pain management. So, you know, always have niggles and things like that because I'm active enough, getting older. But I did notice a couple of things. So I had just come back from a mountain biking trip and had damaged myself, as I like to do, and had some quite acute pain and still have a bit of acute pain in tennis elbow, which – anyone's had tennis elbow?
I have. Well, actually, I've had golfer's elbow.
Right, which is the reverse side
for
tennis elbow.
So annoying.
Really annoying, and I just don't think that the CBD oils had an impact on an acute pain.
Right.
And when you do a bit more research into these oils, especially the pain management side of things, if you have an acute injury, well, that's why people start taking an anti-inflammatory. But if you had to rely on that for chronic long-term pain, having a Voltaren every day or multiple Voltarens probably is going to destroy your guts and your liver's going to have to work extra hard. So you can certainly see why a natural product like CBD oil is probably going to.
So
if it works for you, it would have a better impact. So I haven't noticed anything. Daytime... And James said, you know, he's been great at coming back. I don't know whether he does this for everyone, but, you know, I've been able to email him and he's come back and said, you know, just keep adjusting the dose until you feel it's right. And, you know, because I ride a bike quite a lot, I was very nervous at the start thinking, is this going to affect my balance? All of those sorts of things. And that's just simply not been the case. So that's been really good.
And sleep?
So sleep has been the thing that has changed the most.
Really?
So with my Garmin watch, I can track my sleep score. And how it comes up with that, you'd have to look into yourself.
But the algorithm.
Various different factors of how restless you were, the length of sleep, whether you had REM sleep. How much a watch can know, I don't know. But it's at least we had a baseline for many months prior to taking the oils to then post. And so looking at my average sleep score over a different, you know, different week periods, my sleep score's gone up quite a few points.
Really?
Yeah.
And do you feel better for it? Like, do you feel more rested? Do you feel more energetic?
Oh, you definitely do. When you're getting a better night's sleep, I mean, anyone would pay anything to have a great night's sleep.
Yeah.
You can't tell me anyone would like to be sleep deprived.
No.
I think nighttime definitely worked, and daytime I was quite skeptical about until hay fever season.
Oh, hello. What's happened?
This is something. So I had a bit of a research on it because it was really bad. It got really bad in must have been late September or October or something. And so most of the over the counter medications I take, so yeah. Telfast or something, yeah. They take a few days to really properly kick in. And I read up about CBD oils, and it has a blocking effect. It's actually a different way to antihistamines. It sort of goes up the chain a little bit or something like that. Again, you'd have to do your own research as to why it worked. But on a really, really bad day, I had a dose of the CBD oil and it worked. It was unbelievable.
Hello.
From everything is terrible, itchy throat, scratchy eyes, and I get really agitated when I've got bad hay fever, to just gone.
In what period of time?
An hour. I was shocked. And I couldn't believe it.
The other drugs that you take, would they normally work that quickly?
No. No, so, you know, if you have a nasal spray, at least for me, it might take a day or two and you've got to keep it up, and then there's long-term problems with taking nasal sprays on a regular basis, everything from nosebleeds through to I'll have burst capillaries in my eye if I take a nasal spray for too long. That's just one of the potential side effects. So have you ever seen me with the red eye?
I have seen red eye. And I thought it was something else.
No, it's a burst capillary in the eye, which is linked to constant use of having these nasal sprays.
Yeah, okay.
So being able to avoid that, that's
no
a
one wants
huge
pink
win.
Eye. No.
Not pink eye. But you do end up with a pink eye.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? So better sleep.
Yeah. It's noticeably better sleep. Like, we've got to say that. And it's consistency of getting to sleep, and has it helped me stay asleep for longer? I'm not entirely sure, but with daylight saving ending and it being light from 5:15, 5:30, and I'll wake up with daylight, no problem. I'm ready for the day. And that's going to bed at, I don't know, probably going to sleep between 10 and 11.
Yeah.
So not needing as much sleep, but the quality of sleep is increased.
Has it had any effect on your mental state?
So that's what I'm not entirely sure of. And this is where it may have a better effect on someone who's relying on a prescription medication, be that permanently or inconsistently. I'm more of a peaks and troughs type person, but generally things are quite stable. So when I say peaks and troughs, like when if you're in a really great mood, it's as short lasting as, you know, normal. And then bad moods, I don't sink into long-term depressions or anything like that. So I imagine if you did, then something like this could work. Haven't noticed anything about being more stability. You just don't know. You just don't know whether you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Whether life's going okay at the moment.
Yeah.
So that's harder to put my finger on.
But that's great news about the sleep and the hay fever.
Yeah, it's made a huge difference.
So you're on it. You're not going to back it off. You're going to keep doing that. What's your longer term plan?
Well, for the tennis elbow, it has only worked if I've had an anti-inflammatory, an over-the-counter thing, not a prescription one, but a pretty high dose of it, and that has had a tangible, immediate impact. And you can see why it's been so successful, these anti-inflams, because they are pretty immediate.
Yeah.
Have it, pain goes away.
Yeah.
And then you can get addicted to it, obviously,
yeah,
because of that. So I'm hoping this tennis elbow doesn't stick around forever and it's getting better, but the sleep one is something that I'll probably keep doing. And it seems to be, I thought you'd have to keep taking these things on a regular basis to keep it up, but it would seem to be, like, I've forgotten to take the nighttime one plenty of times and it doesn't seem to matter whether you have it, you know, the next day or whatever.
Mm. I think it does matter, but...
Maybe you need the build up in your system, but yeah, it hasn't
from happened. What James told me when I had my consult.
So what happened with yours?
Well, so I did exactly the same thing, sat down with James and told him about, you know, where I was at and I bought the oils and it's still in the box.
Why? What happened?
I was thinking, okay, what do I actually need this for? How's my body feeling? And I was like, my body was fine. I don't have the same level of, I guess, soreness as you do, particularly from cycling. Like, I don't cycle and I don't have that soreness. And I just wasn't feeling any aches and pains. And I was feeling good and I was sleeping well. So I decided I wouldn't start. So I haven't.
Don't you wake up early in the morning though sometimes thinking about work?
But, here's the but.
Yeah.
So I reckon over the last 3 weeks, just from a work perspective.
And you travel a lot for work at the moment, don't you?
Yep. So I'm traveling a lot. I was in the States week before last. Just the worst jet lag. I've been, you know, we're trying to, what I'm doing for work, we're trying to grow the business in the US and I spend a lot of time on calls in the wee hours of the morning to the US, you know, talking to people over there. So my sleep at the moment is out of control bad. So I think now's the time for me to get a bit of oil under the tongue and see if it makes a difference.
You haven't considered it until just saying those words then, have you?
You know what? I hadn't, but I'm going to. I'm going to start Monday. So when the next update of that is, I'll give you an update on how it's tracking. The thing, I've never had hay fever, so that won't worry me. Nor have I had pink eye, so...
Well, just on that, because we've each done our own research into many applications of this, and James talks about it in his episode because, you know, how does it actually work? And it's just the type of compound that can combine with other compounds to have an effect. It'd be a reasonable experiment. I'm not suggesting you experiment on yourself, Blake, but, you know, it could be something worth just taking it as prescribed and seeing whether you notice any effect at all. Because there might be things going on in your body that you're not really aware of until you actually address it.
Yep. I shall be that guinea pig as of Monday. Listen to your story. What a great thing to learn through this health quest, that there's something out there that can change, one, your sleep, two, the level of bloodshotness in your eyes, your response to hay fever. How cool is that?
Well, the other thing is last cricket season, when I did play a lot more cricket, but I'm still playing cricket this season, I was on painkillers all through the week.
Why?
That's what it took. Well, because I bat and bowl. And bowling is not a natural action. For all of our international guests, of which there are numerous now, cricket is a terrible sport for your body. If you're familiar with baseball, imagine baseball, but you have to run in to throw the ball. That's what kind of like what bowling is.
Yeah.
It's not good for your shoulders and stuff. So I had all sorts of damage done last season. To not have to rely on Voltaren or any sort of anti-inflam has been pretty good.
Well, that's a good story. We got through week one of our health quest. There's a whole lot of benefits there for you. Let's see if I get some of those as well. I look forward to getting onto the droppler as of Monday. Hey, I reckon that is a great wrap on our first guest for the health quest.
Yeah.
Let's pick up the next conversation around the rest of the guests in our next episode. How about we do that?
See you there, Blake.
Ciao.